It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
What is up, guys? So NFL season is over, which I don't think I'm breaking any news to you. You're probably already well aware of that. And usually on Thursdays, I did Owner's Box content for football. But with football being gone, I still wanted to be covering a little bit of Owner's Box. So going to do some NBA content instead. What I did is I ran lineups through the contest generator and through the Sims tool for NBA here on Owner's Box, which, I mean, our NBA data, that's all including Owner's Box as well. So our Sims tool doesn't just have DraftKings and FanDuel. We've got Owner's Box in here as well. So wanted to break some of this down. Look at my top projected lineups as well as the players I'm getting the most exposure to. So do me a favor as you're watching this. Like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you want to sign up at Owner's Box, use the link that we have below. Because when you sign up at Owner's Box using our link, you do get a deposit bonus of up to $500 over there. So let's check this out. And first, I'm going to favorite my top 20 lineups because the main slate on Owner's Box, it's 20 entry max, can't play more than 20 lineups. So that could be something that's appealing to a lot of you guys. Not 150 max contest here, but 20 max for the big tournament over on Owner's Box. My number one projected lineup here, it is Anthony Edwards, Anthony Simons, Colin Sexton, John Conchar, Karl-Anthony Towns, Jaren Jackson Jr., who is questionable to play. So we're going to have to circle back on that later on in the day. And then we've also got Vince Williams Jr., Walker Kessler, as well as Rudy Gobert. So that's my top projected lineup of the day. And now let's go into the individual player exposures I'm getting to. And keep in mind, playing 20 lineups here on Owner's Box that I've built out here. So that is going to mean that some players like John Conchar wind up in a lot of these lineups. So the way that the positions work on Owner's Box, there is a guard spot, and then there's a forward center. So you're looking at backcourt players, frontcourt players, and then utility as well. So let's start by looking at the guards that I'm getting the most exposure to and look at the frontcourt players. So as far as the guards, I'm getting the most of John Conchar. I mean, he's in 100% of my lineups. There's no way to get to more of John Conchar than what I'm getting to right now. And Grizzlies are shorthanded as they've been perpetually for the last month or so. And then also you got Jaren Jackson Jr., who looks great if he's in, but we don't know for sure he's going to be in since he's listed as questionable. If he's out, there's just so much usage to go around in Memphis. Jaren Jackson Jr. is the only guy who is a key rotation piece to open up the season that's still healthy for the Grizzlies. So Conchar is looking really good as a pay-up option. Anthony Edwards and Anthony Simons both making their ways into my lineups and all fairly chalky players. 51% ownership going to Conchar, 48% for Edwards, 41% to Anthony Simons. And also that'll happen on a three-game slate. There's just only so many players to roster and the ownership gets to be more condensed. But a player who's a little bit lesser on them getting a good amount of exposure to, Colin Sexton in 40% of my lineups when he's projected for 28.5% ownership. So let's sort by leverage. We could also look at which players am I just overall overweight to in the backcourt. And yeah, it's the guys that I talked about there. So Conchar, Edwards, Sexton, Simons, Malik Beasley, those are the players that I'm overweight to at the guard spot. As far as who I'm underweight to Steph Curry and Luke Kennard, who are also very chalky options, although Luke Kennard would look considerably better in our data should Triple J get ruled out. But now let's go ahead and look at the front court players and see what we're getting to there. So we sort by exposures. Once again, lots of Memphis Grizzlies. Vince Williams Jr., Jaren Jackson Jr., Draymond Green, Rudy Gobert, Giannis Antetokounmpo, these players all in 65%+ of my lineup. So condensed players that I'm getting to in the front court. And then also, it looks like just based on these exposures, a lot of my utility spot is going to be taken up by front court players as well. As far as who I'm overweight to, yeah, the guys that we just talked about. One thing that is interesting as a contrarian option, Walker Kessler, who now appears to be locked back into the starting lineup for the Utah Jazz, he's only projected for 16% ownership on Owner's Box. So if you do want to be a little bit more contrarian, that's the guy that makes the most sense to me. Walker Kessler in 35% of my lineups here at 16% projected ownership. And then if we look at who I'm underweight to in the front court, Lauri Markkanen, John Collins, Karl-Anthony Towns, Santi Aldama. Hey, a Memphis player who the data and tools aren't liking right now. So those are the players that I'm underweight to most significantly here on Owner's Box. So that's a brief run through of the entire slate. If you have any questions or comments, let me know below in the comment section. I'll check those out later on in the day. If you haven't done yet, like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Good luck and enjoy the NBA All-Star break, a full week without NBA content. So I'm going to be doing the regular Live Before Lock show tonight. And then we've got a few days off before we come back next week. So enjoy the time off, guys. And once again, good luck tonight.